Drinky poo time.
Drinky poo.
Put some gas in the trucky poo time.
Gordo's buying me drinky poo.
Drinky. Bitch, you owe me drinky poo.
P-I-C-C-A. Give me pizza.
Okay, guys, so welcome to another episode of 928 Hoes Exposed.
Yeah.
I'm one of your hosts, Marcelo Murphy Pena.
Marcelo Hoes Exposed.
And we have who else here?
Oh, I'm the Mr. T Experience. I'll be your chauffeur today.
Yeah. And we have some guests in the back seats.
One of which won't shut the fuck up already.
Who are the hosts? Who are the guests this week, guys?
Shut the fuck up already.
Who are the guests?
I'm Spider Roy.
I'm Nash.
Nash Bridges.
Yes.
Nash Cheetos.
Where's Cheech?
He wants to know where the Cheech is, where the Chiba is.
The Chibasa.
So we heard you had a long night, Nichelle. Tell us all about it. Starting with the dildo.
Jeez.
Or ending with the dildo. However you prefer.
Just have the dildo in there.
The dildo.
Just mention it.
Nothing. I just had my going away party, and I got back home at like 5 in the morning. You know, the typical party. There's fights, people slapping people, getting kicked in the balls.
Were their butts slapped?
Yes.
Nice.
Was their booty tickling?
Yeah.
Manny might have slapped a butt or two. Oh.
Manny Fresh?
Did he slap your butt?
No, not mine.
I say, were any of them girl butts or were they all guy butts?
Let Manny slap your butt?
No.
No?
Why not?
Yeah, you're going
the
away
guy
party?
Said it wasn't good.
Oh.
His butt hurt like 10 minutes later still.
Well, Manny doesn't really have a butt, but.
Manny's just all muscle.
Yeah. Manny's just like a meat on a stick.
He doesn't have bones either. He just has muscle.
Yeah.
You can slide him under a door if you do it right.
Like, I grabbed his arm. No, that's just muscle.
He's just gelatinous.
Gelatinous.
You think this truck over here is a little overloaded with rocks? Look at it.
Maybe.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Nobody can see it, Travis.
Yeah. There it is. Hey, people.
Oh, look at all the
rocks.
People.
Hey, guys, can you describe the truck, please?
It was a white mini truck that was vastly overloaded with rocks.
Just describe everything that is outside.
It's hot.
It's pretty,
pretty
much.
Cool. It's cool in here.
Yeah, not bad.
Your AC actually works this time?
Yeah, I've got it.
Usually,
mostly.
Like, it acts
takes some. When it's really hot, it takes it a minute to cool down still, but it's better than it. The issue I was having before, it's not doing that anymore.
Would you guys stay at El Rancho Motel?
No, because it's not open.
What about Yuma Cabana?
They have Lazy Boys in every room.
Or Tropicana Motel.
They already left Yuma already. This is
Roy's already.
See, this is what I was scared of.
Yeah, Roy's what? Reading.
So, like, before we started recording, everybody was talking and, you know, actually conversating, having a good time, and now everyone's all just commenting on life.
Because now we got mics in our face.
Yeah.
And that's
what
happens.
What a difference.
I know. Now I know how girls feel when, like, someone puts their dick in their face.
Jeez. Oh, wait. So Nichelle, the story. So
dildos.
Story.
So there you were.
With the dildo.
In the room by yourself. And what happened?
Now I'm by myself, okay.
Oh, yeah. We just want to mention that Nichelle came overdressed for this occasion.
Yes. Yeah.
Like extremely overdressed.
Like this job is just inter- how like I'm job dressed. Interview yeah, like for a government job.
Yeah, like she's looking to go get hired at like the city or some shit.
Like she's trying to relive her prom night.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, that's too much. Maybe like first communion or yeah. something.
Gosh.
I don't know about prom night. Well, I don't know. We'll put the dildo and everything. So. But, so what happened? What?
With the dildo.
What happened with the dildo?
Most prom nights don't involve dildos.
Some of them do.
I said most.
Maybe yours did.
I didn't have a prom night.
Well,
you had a dildo night. Well,
then you were the dildo.
Fuck you. All
right, so Nichelle, before we get ahead of ourselves or under ourselves.
Huh?
What?
Beneath ourselves.
Okay.
Oh, well, we're already beneath many things.
I want some donuts.
So
what were you saying?
The dildo party. Go on.
The dildo. My going away dildo party.
did they make you one of those like the dick cakes with the balls and the shit?
Where it has like Boston cream filling.
Yeah, like in the appropriate area.
Yeah.
Of the shaft.
Yes. It was in all the right places.
did you guys?
Yes.
Oh, in all the right places.
Did you guys?
Oh.
Hey,
now.
Did you get cream filled?
In all the right places. In all the wrong places.
there is a pill for that, ma'am. would you like us to take you to...
Do we need to stop by Algodones on the way?
Yeah, to fucking Algodones or Planned Parenthood or something.
Jeez. Did you guys go bobbing for dildos?
I guess we probably should take a break here. Right.
Bobbing for dildos?
That is up. Catch is ready. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, spaghetti.
All right. Round two.
Yes.
Round two of 520, hose exposed.
It's the next segment, 602. And the 602, hose exposed.
Well, you're going to Tucson, right? Isn't that 520?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they got
to keep
that.
I'll take that out.
I thought you were going to
Flagstaff. I don't know that you went to Tucson. Unless you don't care.
I mean, they're not going to find me. Oh,
they could, Nichelle.
Whoever
finds Nichelle will have a price for you.
They get a high five from me.
You get a restraining order from
her. You have my signature.
Yes. You're John Hancock. You're Jane Hancock.
They're not going to know which Waffle House she's working at.
You're going to work at a Waffle House?
Wherever I can get a job, I guess.
Are the Waffle Houses like where you want to work?
What about a horror house?
A what?
No, that one is not.
What
on
about
the job
a pancake
list.
House?
No, it's Waffle House or nothing.
Waffle House or bust?
Yeah.
You ever eaten at a Waffle House?
Not an authentic one, no.
What about a Denny's good. House?
Not like a actual Waffle
IHOP.
House.
IHOP.
Are they the same?
No.
What?
Are Waffle Houses like Denny's and IHOPs?
No.
No.
Waffle Houses are different because, like, they have a... They're like, very quick serve.
I was going to say, they're, like, sophisticated diners.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, they're the kind where...
It's like a fast food diner.
They're kind of like Penny's where they cook right in front of you, usually.
And, like,
you come in
food?
And order, and you have your food in, like, 4 minutes.
Like, you see the greasy motherfucker that makes your fucking meal.
They're making food like a freaking tyrant back there.
On his hand and wipes
slinging
on your
shit all over the place.
Burger.
Yeah, and then cleans his ass.
Yeah, totally. Ass. So, you want to tell people where we are?
No.
Okay.
They can figure it out for themselves.
Okay.
Go ahead and check the geotag on this on this audio recording.
I'll give you a hint. We're next to...
And you'll know exactly where we are in the world.
To nowhere.
if you don't know how to do that, then, I mean, I guess you should have luck.
I see a sign that says the green door.
There we go, then.
And it's all gator dental.
Dude, war is coming on the 28th.
Yeah.
What?
I saw them 2 years ago.
Yeah, which one of your favorite
party?
War songs? Don't say Lowrider.
No, they were just at some place I was at, and I was like,
they're at a friend's house?
Yeah, they were just hanging out.
Nice, smoking weed.
Have you seen Gwar, though?
Have you seen Gwar?
Yes.
You've seen Gwar?
You've seen Gwar.
I've seen Gwar.
In real
really?
Life?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wow.
Say,
whoa.
I mean, I know you're overdressed, but wow. that's impressive.
She overgoes
the concert. I've only seen him on
right?
Like
she goes
Springer.
Like that, dressed like that, and then starts moshing.
Gwar was on Jerry Springer?
That's the only time.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I remember seeing him on Jerry Springer.
Shit. Yeah, they were.
I could believe that.
I think it was when my station aired it. So I walked through, and I'm like, why the fuck is Gwar on Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a McDonald's.
Then again,
they were
every day walked through and went, why the fuck is this on Jerry Springer?
That was the one where they were talking about, like, kids, right, being influenced by music.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
I literally tried not to pay attention to it. All I knew is we all counted down the days to Holiday Hell Feast every year, where they would pretty much just set up a bunch of folding tables with a bunch of food on it, and then they'd bring out some
midgets.
They usually have some midgets later in the show, but they'd just be parading out guest after guest of trailer trash that was cheating so they could then throw food at each other instead of just assaulting each other like normal.
Like they regularly do?
Yeah.
Like real holidays.
Well, they do it like the week before Christmas.
They do live food fights?
It'd be like the Thursday or Friday of the episode before Christmas, you know?
What if someone got so intense that, like, they broke like a chicken leg and then stabbed someone and like literally killed someone on the
Most of the food they had out was stuff that was prone to be thrown, and it was all on like foil pans and paper plates. And
what are you talking about?
They just had like
Jerry
mashed
Springer.
Potatoes.
Oh,
and
the Holiday
spaghetti.
Hell Feast episode. They'd always do.
They choke someone out with spaghetti.
It'd just be like the regular show, except
like
with the buffet sitting on the stage in front of them. So they can throw it.
We're kind of sick. So I don't know. I don't feel very good right now.
I know.
Everyone's having conversations on. Yeah. Nobody can hear me, so it's like. I can sit here and talk.
So, Gwar.
Nobody can understand
what
I'm saying. Because nobody's wearing any headphones.
I'm paying attention.
I can't hear Gordo at all.
Trevor says he's paying attention, but I don't mean
to believe
him.
Into his mic. I hit myself in the fucking face.
What'd you hit yourself in the face with?
With the mic. Yeah, that's going to be some good audio.
Gonna be a big old dumb.
What kind of stand is the mic on?
My handstand.
Oh, okay. So you hit yourself.
I like that, my handstand.
You just hit yourself in the face for no goddamn reason.
I went to like just move up a little bit, and I forgot my. I was holding the mic. My mum, mum, mic. I just smashed
okay, Travis.
In the face.
My mum, mum, mic.
This is the mum, mum, mic.
God damn it, quit stealing my lines.
I'm sorry. It was a good one.
Hey, so I have a public service announcement. If anybody out there is looking for an Xbox One, I'm currently selling one.
Damn.
Feel free to hit me up.
Wouldn't by any chance be a Master Chief edition, would it?
Master Chief Collection, yes.
Collection, yeah.
Get it right, sir.
Sorry.
If anybody's out there looking for one, hit me up.
What kind of condition is it in?
That's the end of the PSA, sir. If you need more information, contact me.
Wolf Avenue. It's right next to the Gentleman's Club.
Right next to Gentleman's Club.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I always wondered if somebody like, did you see that little hut that's back there?
It's not a hut. It used to be the camper.
I know. Every fucking time I crossed through, I always think, I wonder how many people lived in it.
In the olden days?
My ex-wife used to always joke that it belonged to her brother. That's
your ex-wife lived in there?
No, she always joked that her brother did.
Is that how you met her?
No, she always
in
joked.
In the hut?
She always joked that her brother lived in there, though.
How much you like How I Met Your Mother?
So how did you meet your ex-wife?
I worked with her.
Oh.
Did you say Rick rolled?
Yes.
So you both worked in the hut?
No.
Do you know Dr. Dre?
A lot of highway patrol out today.
Are you a fan of Dr. Dre?
A little bit. Some of his stuff.
Do you know what NWA stands for?
You get a poster at Regency if you answer it right.
Seriously?
Yes.
No whites allowed, right?
I was going to say no whites allowed, isn't it?
No, it's not that.
I know I've heard people say that, but I thought it was jokingly.
No Paul Giamatti's allowed.
Nalgas with attitude?
I got no clue. What is the correct answer?
Federal Butt Inspectors.
That's what NWA stands for?
Yes.
Oh, the NW and the A are silent.
Yeah, there you go.
Everything's silent.
Silence aura.
This podcast is silent.
It kind of is quiet.
Yeah.
Except for when everybody's talking over each other, goddammit.
Don't worry, I'll just mute people.
Oh, okay. No.
Actually, you will. I think you're editing this one.
No.
Aw, jeez.
Boy, it depends.
We should have gone to the queue and gambled.
Yeah, if he likes it, then he'll edit it. Otherwise, he sticks me with it. Right?
We should have gone to the queue and gambled.
Huh?
We should have gone to the queue and gambled.
No, don't worry, Roy. We are really rolling the dice.
Did I win?
Don't worry about it.
Did I win?
No.
Well, you were our first roll. You made
You'd
it. You
never
so.
Win.
I was late. I kept rolling.
Yeah.
Out of bed.
We were about to roll away before you finally decided to show up.
Is this going to be weird to...
Yes.
This part, yeah.
Yeah, this part right now.
If we don't
right
get
now.
Waved through, yes, it will be.
Yeah,
hey,
probably.
Hey, guys, I forgot my papers.
You don't need papers.
Do you need papers?
I'm illegal.
Wait, maybe there's nobody here.
Do you need papers, though?
Maybe.
Is there?
I need papers.
So we're at the checkpoint. What do you call this? The produce checkpoint?
Yeah,
interview the guy.
They're going to ask us some questions. They're probably just going to roll us through. They're going to be like, nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it, dog.
He didn't ask.
Don't worry about it.
He didn't even like look as we passed.
Don't worry about it, dog.
He's all like, oh, white guy driving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's cool. Mexicans, white guy in the back. All right, we're good. They didn't even see Nichelle overdressed. They didn't even see her.
They're like,
oh, no, if they would have saw your skirt, they would have pulled us over, man.
Maybe they saw her and like, oh, she
I'm
was gonna
go
to
buy
it.
Like some T-shirt at a trucker stop right now. See if that'll make me look
then,
less.
Then you'll be way too underdressed.
Yeah.
Oh.
You'll never
then you'll
win.
Be kicking it old school.
Yeah.
In a sense. How come you always wear that shirt when we do these?
I wear it on the weekends.
No, you always wear that shirt when we go out.
It's his podcast shirt.
I wear it on the weekends.
Is your podcast shirt, Travis?
No, I just wear it on the weekends.
It's like your official podcast shirt.
I wear it on the weekends.
It is now the official podcast shirt.
I wore a blue shirt last week.
You must wear it for every podcast.
It's now the LP podcast, so sure.
You must now keep wearing it for every
podcast. I
always
think that's fucking Denny's or IHOP. The CHP kind of looks like the IHOP logo.
Okay.
If you had a chance to tear down that building right over there that people can't see, would you do it?
Yeah. That one right there in that direction that I'm pointing at that you can't see?
The one on the top of the hill?
Roy, would you climb that staircase and kindly jump off?
You wouldn't destroy it? The staircase that no one can see? Yes, I would.
Thank you.
No real. What about the Pyramid of Giza over there?
Of Giza?
Yes.
Hey, you've been stewing that one for a while, haven't you?
I stewed it for like about 5 seconds.
Wow, Roy. Hey, Nichelle, so I have something to ask you.
What do you have to ask me?
I have, it's not even a question.
Okay. $2 million.
You just, okay.
No, it's more of an observation.
What is the observation?
I've noticed that like.
You're overdressed.
I noticed that, we're on a little road trip here.
Yeah.
And you're not wearing very comfortable clothing. No, I'm kidding. No.
It is very comfortable.
No, I'm kidding. Is that what you wore last night?
No.
Is that why it's so comfortable?
No.
Because it was easy to slip in? Slip Jesus. Out of, I should say. No, I'm kidding. No,
he's forgotten what his observation
No, you're not kidding.
Was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I've noticed that, Alexis?
Uh-huh.
I've noticed Alexis, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has a crush on you.
He just likes making fun of me.
No, he, like, won't shut the fuck up, like, when you're near, when you're in the area. And when we talk about you in, like, for whatever reason, he'll stay on the topic. So, what do you, like, how do you feel about that?
I mean.
How do you, like, if he
adjusted
did.
Adjusted the mirror there?
If he totally
it
was came out.
Too high anyway.
If he totally came out of left field and was, like, trying to talk to you, what would you think? What would be your response?
Well, I'd be flattered, but I'd have to say no because he is a married man and I am in a
but
relationship.
But he didn't ask
let's
any questions.
Pretend, yeah. And I'm just talking like general term. He's what if, not
what
married.
If you, no. What if you weren't? What if he was? What if you weren't in a relationship?
What if he?
We'll go with that scenario.
He's still married.
Today,
okay,
Julia.
Let's pretend you don't have a boyfriend and he doesn't have a wife.
What if he's not married but you're
or
in a
two
relationship?
Kids.
Or any of that. That's. What would you do? Would it be something you'd go after, maybe? Or nah, it wouldn't?
I'm just staring you down now.
If the playing field was nice and level and even.
I don't know, I guess. I don't know. He's,
would you go
he's
for it?
He makes fun of me too much.
Yeah, but that's flirting.
That's flirting.
Yeah, that's...
That's five-year-old.
Is he flirting with
you? It is. It's middle school flirting. But, nonetheless, it's flirting.
But does it work?
Would you take the advances, or would you just be like, whatever?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
Maybe. Is he your type of guy?
I guess. I don't know. I don't have a type.
Well, what is your...
Well, if you had a type, what would you?
Just somebody who I get along with. I don't have, like, a specific image type, if that's what
you're
asking.
Well, your boyfriend now, what kind of person is he?
He's a cool dude. Or as he would say, he's a rad dude.
Nasty.
So he's a douche?
He's a very influenced by the 60s and
stuff. Okay. Okay.
What about drugs?
Does he have a beard?
Is he influenced by the cocaine?
No.
Is he in love with the cocoa?
Not currently.
Not currently, okay.
Is he in love with the cocoa?
Just an observation I had, man. Observation.
Thank you for your observation.
Every time we're, like, doing the games and shit.
Like, Alexis whips his dick
like,
out.
Like, he won't get his fucking face out of your ass. I'm like, God damn, dude. Yeah, just tell her you like her already.
It's like straight up.
You hear that, Alexis? Just propose.
No.
Just tell her how you feel, man. She's only here for a couple weeks.
What? Less than a week. Well,
that's
no,
true.
A week.
You only got a couple days left.
Polygamy.
To what's the word?
No, thank you.
I don't know.
Capitalize on that?
Yes. So we're near the dunes right now.
Yeah.
The Tattooing. Infamous Imperial Dunes.
I see Jawas.
They're very infamous, right?
Yes.
A lot of shit happens here.
Yep. I see some Jawas.
All kinds of movies, all kinds of treats and shit.
Treats.
Murders. Lots of murders happened out here.
No, it was not that many.
Yeah, look at that.
There's,
there's
been a lot of murders
there.
Out here.
Look at that body right there.
Not as many as in town.
Look at that body.
But still,
wait, what?
For
this
being
is where
just
they
empty
dump
dunes.
What are you saying,
Roy? Look at that body right there.
Yeah.
What?
The body.
There's
look
no body.
Look at that body.
Look at all those bodies hitting the floor.
Look at that body.
All those dunes are just made out of bodies.
Work out.
It is.
It's just bodies, yeah.
At closer inspection.
Actually, all of the sand is
the calcium field.
All of the sand is sand that was at the bottom of the ancient lake where the Salton Sea is, that after it dried up, it all blew out.
Wow, Travis. Thanks for letting us know that.
The more you know.
Wow.
Where's the fucking rainbow?
You thought you were
going
to do this without me spouting random shit the whole way?
Where would I have been without that piece of information?
You might need it for some trivia
later. Yeah, maybe you need it later on in life.
It's what's going to save your life.
I don't even remember it.
You're dead then.
You're fucking
I guess
dead.
I am.
You and your friends are dead.
What the fuck? Trivia question. Probably Roy's going to be the only one. Do you think an AT-AT could walk through the sand?
No, man.
How was it trivia?
No, I think it might sink in too far, and he probably wouldn't be able to.
How can it be trivia if it's a do you think?
It's like
that's an opinion.
It's like trivial shit.
No, it's
we we have to guess what he thinks of it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes, correct. That's exactly.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you for clearing that up for the listeners.
Trivia part.
Your opinion may be wrong.
So do you think an AT-AT could walk through the dunes?
I don't think so.
No? Why not?
I think it would sink. I think it's too heavy.
But it can walk through snow, though.
Yeah, but snow is way more compact, isn't it?
Yeah, snow's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it can walk through shitloads of snow, why can't it walk through some sand?
I don't think it's that deep of snow,
though.
Once
you put the weight on the snow, too, it compacts and becomes solid. This doesn't. It always remains squishy.
Sand's a piece of shit. It likes to get the fuck out of the way.
Science.
Interesting.
Bitches.
Do you think this is the place they shot Resident Evil Extinction?
I don't give a fuck an answer. Would you want your kids to have big tits, Travis?
Not if it was excessively so to the point that it would cause pain or other issues.
How big would you want your kids' boobs to be?
Average.
What's average?
Normal.
Like
what? Dudes, though.
I don't.
No, we have not established.
Yeah, I didn't say female, by the way.
Yeah, true. Good point there.
He says average, so
appropriate for their sex, then.
All right. What's average? What's average size tits, to you?
I don't know.
America's what cup size is that?
D. Probably. C
that's
or D,
your average.
Isn't it? I don't know.
What?
B?
Average.
C or D? I think. I don't know. Is that? I don't know.
Nishelli, what are average? What's an average boob size?
I guess it would be like B's or C's.
Which one?
Yeah. Like B's or C's?
You can't triple tap and
like
you
B's
can't triple
C's.
Step and double step.
G's.
G's?
No,
wow.
G's. I'm just kidding.
I wish.
B's.
B's?
I don't know. I think I've seen more
B's
people.
B's are a little too small, don't you think?
Yeah, B's are pretty
well,
small.
Well, what do you normally see?
I'd always think like a low C.
A low C?
Yeah, low C.
Really?
Is average.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
I'm talking about average, not what I prefer.
Yeah.
if he wanted something to prefer, he'd be like over Z's.
No, actually, I don't like those too big. I like those nice titties. But we've heard
about that in all the
crossed that bridge several times. We don't need to do that again.
Don't set that fucking bridge on fire.
Yeah, it's no, I never even burned it. But are you attracted to women at all, Nishelli?
No.
Not even a slight? You know
no,
how everyone has
I
their
mean,
little,
I
like,
can,
gay phase, I guess?
No,
made out
I
with a girl?
Can appreciate, like, the human form, but I'm not sexually attracted to another female.
Have you ever made out with another girl?
No, I have not.
Have you ever wanted to make out with another girl?
No, I have not.
If you had to choose one, who would you choose?
What?
If you had to choose one, like, they're making you.
Making me
make
choose
make out
what?
With that girl. Like, who would you choose?
Yeah.
What are
who's
the
your,
options
who's
here?
Your
celebrity.
Dead.
We'll say
you
celebrity.
You will die if you don't make out with
and
celebrity
what, girl crush.
And what clothing would you be wearing?
Hopefully not what you're wearing now.
What?
Why don't you answer the question?
Can
you
answer
a,
one of the questions, please? Jeez.
There was just, so many here.
Just one? Mainly the one
no,
about
I
the boobs?
Would, no.
You are failing so hard right now.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Fuck.
So?
What?
So one of the questions.
If I was forced life or death to make out with a girl, who
choice.
Would I make out with? Is
of
that what
your
you're
choice.
Saying?
Would it be Africa Bombata? Or would it be like the chick from Conan?
What?
would you make out with China from WWF?
Or Africa Bombata.
Or that. Or China Bombata.
Would you make out with China Bombata?
What?
I have no clue.
I don't understand what's happening now.
Have you ever eaten Chinese food in your underwear?
With Bombata.
With Bombata? What?
With soy sauce by Kikkoman. Show me, show you.
Damn it.
Huh? Yes?
Oh, damn. Why don't you answer the question?
Yes? No, I don't know.
Okay, at least you've answered one question.
Jeez.
Lightning round.
I would lose at every game round. Show.
So, girl you're going to make out with. Let's get that done before he gets off on Kiko.
Oh,
that
one?
Legit interesting.
If I could choose anybody, like
any
celebrity
girl.
And stuff.
Just saying girls though. Girl.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone? Oh, okay.
Fag.
If you woke up in the morning and someone was like, dude, you made out with a girl last night because you were drinking or whatever, would you be like horrified and shocked and surprised or just like,
was it Emma Stone?
No, I'm just saying in general.
No, that's what I would ask.
Oh, okay.
No, it was Isabel.
I wouldn't be horrified if I just like woke up and it drunk from a party, like,
but naked next to that person you just made out.
Would you?
That would be horrifying.
Would you make out with Isabel?
What if it was Brad Pitt?
No.
You wouldn't make out with Isabel?
Why would I?
Why wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you?
Because I'm not attracted to her.
Why? What's wrong with her?
Because I'm not attracted to females.
Damn,
Isabel.
What's wrong with Isabel?
Yeah.
She's a nice girl.
So you
I just don't like girls.
That's what they say about fat girls, though. See, she's not fat.
Isabel is a very cute girl.
Oh, Isabel.
She's not your type, though?
She's not my type. She has the wrong parts.
What do you mean?
The
vagina
part.
What are the wrong parts?
No wiener part.
What are the right parts?
She does not have a penis, and she has boobs.
Oh. If she had a penis, would that change everything?
No.
She would still have boobs, though.
Yeah.
So if she had a double mastectomy and her penis removed.
Would you make out with Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh.
No.
She's close to a dude.
That's.
She's close to a dude.
Yeah, that's
still
true.
Has boobs
that's
vagina,
as close
though.
To a dude as you're going to get.
But no.
And she has no eyebrows.
You would.
Doesn't.
Where are we now?
We're taking an exit. Exit 143.
We're going to go meet up with Emma Stone so you can make out with her.
We're going to meet up with the exchange, the coyotes.
We're going the wrong way.
I knew I was being kidnapped.
Emma Stone's from Phoenix. We're going
get our monies.
Ooh, is she really?
Yeah.
Let's go visit her. With
I don't know. I don't think she still lives there.
With potato sex?
She grew up in
potato
Phoenix.
Sex.
Your potato sack
like
right here.
Dirty Harry.
Potatoes. What?
Yeah, you just put in a potato sack and run.
You get 20 pounds at Smart, or 10 pounds at Smart and Final for 99 cents right now.
Get the 10 pounds right here, though.
I don't know. I was thinking of like doing that thing for Borat.
Do it.
Just like captures Pamela Anderson.
Do it.
I don't love you anymore. Not.
Do it.
I will with you.
Do it then.
Okay. I will.
Fucking do it.
You'll like it. Fucker. Motherfucker.
We have 27 miles left to our destination. Actually, more like 25 because it's in the outskirts.
Destination.
We don't actually have to drive into town. So which way are we headed? We're going what, east?
This would be
we're
west.
We're going west.
This would be west.
Oh, yeah.
This would be west, smart guy.
Kanye West.
We're going
Kanye here.
We're going Kanye West. Well, I got confused because of the turn over there. I thought we were going in a different direction.
Well, for
a moment
there, we were going their child, you know, northwest, but.
Kanye West. Are you guys a fan of Kanye East?
No.
Kanye East.
Is that like a white guy from Philly or what?
It's your mama.
Boston.
From Compton.
It's your mama, Travis.
Straight out of Compton.
So when's your mom going to make those bomb-ass burgers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What burgers?
What fuck, man?
For my birthday a few years ago. Or was it even for my birthday?
We don't need to hear the story. We just want to know about the burgers.
Basically,
we were helping move.
You buy like,
I don't want your whole life story.
Basic white bread, and you make grilled cheese, you know, just normal shitty grilled cheese sandwiches on them. But then you use those grilled cheese sandwiches as buns for cheeseburgers.
Yum. Yeah. I want one.
Well, first of all, they're not shitty. They're delicious.
Marcelo's like,
yeah,
bread and cheese. How could that be shitty?
Make them cooling the mic off. It's kind of hot.
Why is the
Can
mic
I get
hot?
My with no bacon,
know.
Please?
No, hot fire.
All the bacon.
Why do you want to kill me?
Because you need to die.
Hey, you survived Roy's spaghetti.
Yeah, my mom wanted to kill you.
You survived Roy's matinee.
What happened to your story, Roy?
Yeah, I thought Roy
oh,
had
yeah,
a story.
Roy. So you went to... And then what happened?
And I fell asleep on a waterbed.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fun experience.
Really?
You left out the part about the lobster bisque.
What?
That's the Seinfeld... Whatever. You guys didn't watch Seinfeld.
It always amazes me how much you watch Seinfeld.
No, that's the thing. I grew up watching it but not understanding it.
You're letting your inner
whiteness
out.
Then
again.
I watched it later as an adult. I was like, oh, I get it now. Fuck you.
Oh.
All right, so you were on the waterbed?
And I fell asleep. It was awesome.
What was awesome?
The waterbed.
Just the waterbed?
Just the waterbed.
Just the waterbed?
Yes.
Come on, Roy.
Come on, dog.
We paid for the DLC. We want it.
Did you?
Yes.
Where's the DLC?
I paid for the season pass.
Season pass? Where is it? It shows no records that you bought it. It shows records that you bought it at Best Buy.
Season pass right here, bitch. Hey, Nichelle, tell us.
What up, up, up?
Give us one of your horror stories from working at your current job.
How much semen have you had to clean up at the theater?
Oh, I thought that was going to go dark. I thought that was going to go somewhere real fast. Okay.
So, I haven't had to do that.
That wasn't dark enough?
No, I just...
Where were you going?
Somewhere.
I'm curious.
Bad.
I'm just bad.
I'm surprised that you're surprised.
Hey. So, Nichelle, what's the worst story you got? Like, the worst customer experience?
Well, Seaman. Jeez.
That's his name.
Had people just being pissed because people get pissed all the time. And apparently people get pissed when going there. I don't even get it. You're going to have a good time and you get there mad.
Like,
just try
to
pick fights with Manny.
Oh, yeah, Manny's always dealing with them, huh?
Yeah.
A few
nights ago, we were closing. We were about to finish. Like, we just needed, like, 5 more minutes, and we were all going home. And then one of our managers goes up the elevator. He's taking all the cash up. Right as the door's about to close, this guy runs in the elevator with him. And he's like, oh, no, fuck. I have all the money. Why is this guy running into the elevator with me? Mm-hmm. So he tries to make some kind of conversation with him to try to, like, make it not as awkward or something. And then this guy puts out his finger, tries to cover his mouth, and then projectile vomits all over the elevator.
No.
So guess who didn't get to go home?
Manny.
No. Manny wasn't even working that night.
They called him in.
They called him in. We were so tempted. But
you guys were tempted to call him Manny? Manny.
Manny, come clean this up.
Manny.
They fuck you up.
Somebody left something in the elevator. Can you get it?
Can you come all the way to work?
It's poop again.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, so we all had to stay there like 2 hours past when we were supposed to leave to clean all that shit. And then the elevator broke while we were trying to clean it. So, yeah.
There was vomit everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Was he trying to go to the bathroom?
He was trying to go to the upstairs restrooms when there was nobody in the downstairs restrooms.
Is the elevator carpeted?
What?
Is the elevator carpeted or does it have a hard floor?
It's carpeted.
Oh, goddammit.
Yeah.
They're usually like plywood underneath that.
Yeah, for like the past 2 days, they keep cleaning it every day.
It smells like...
Like it's scrubbing everything and the janitors cleaned it, but it's like... Jeez, who knows how long it's going to take before it's back. But right now, we have an out-of-order sign on that.
So has anybody decided what they're going to get on their pie? Have you guys
I was thinking coconut cream.
Cherries.
On your pie and on your peas and
pecan
pie?
I thought we were just stopping at this Jack in the Box over here. Which, by the way, has the most disgusting bathrooms of any fast food restaurant I've ever seen.
Let's go investigate.
Bullshit.
Dirty 30 investigates.
Okay, maybe you've seen worse, but
Dirty 30.
They're the type that it's not like they're gross. They're just so fucking used and
abused.
Abused and yeah. They've been to hell and back. Like, they could go in there, sanitize it, clean it, and I still would be disgusted.
I call shenanigans.
Why?
Because prove it.
Because they don't sanitize
it? I call shartnanigans. Because I did.
What the fuck was that even supposed to mean?
Shartnanigans?
Sharknanigans?
Shartnanigans.
Shartnanigans?
Nichelle, have you ever sharted?
No, I have not.
Have you gone close?
As of now.
As of now? So you're saying you might want to shart?
You never know what will happen.
Have you got
close? Would you ever want to shart?
No, I would not want to shart.
You never wanted to shit your pants and be like, I wonder how it feels.
Yeah,
no,
like
I've never
had that thought.
You're never in an awkward situation where you're like, I wish I could shart right now.
No, I've never.
I wish I could shart.
I have never been in that situation where sharting would be the way out.
Sharting.
I got a question.
Sharting.
At what point does a shart become shit?
And now we're stuck behind us.
What kind of underwear would you be wanting to wear when the shart happens?
A baggy one that can catch the shit.
Would you be wanting to wear ones that you could throw away?
Yes.
Okay. Like disposable
like
ones?
Like edible underwear?
How long is too long to
a
be wearing
so
edible underwear?
Why is it strawberry?
Nichelle, answer me that.
Racing stripes.
I don't know. 30 minutes?
30 minutes?
I would think that's already too much to be wearing edible underwear.
Yeah, I was going to say, around here you start sweating, it's going to dissolve.
So you have some experience, Travis?
No. I've never come into contact with
that. Can you just put, like, fruit roll-ups
on
your butt?
Would you try edible condoms?
What the hell's
going
on?
That sounds like something that's not good.
I think we're going to die.
Well, don't bite the dick.
There might be cream filling.
Of iron. And semen.
I love how there's this like sketchy ass truck stop that like has no signs.
You
and
like that?
Not on a road.
You like that, Travis?
It's just weird.
You like that?
Kind of creepy.
It like reminds.
Shut up, bro.
It looks like your favorite movie.
Which one?
With the Green Goblin monster truck, or the truck? Don't you remember? You were talking about it last time.
What movie?
What?
This movie with like a bunch of fucking trucks and they're all like possessed by demons or
Mad
some
Max?
Bullshit.
Oh, Maximum Overload.
Yeah.
Overdrive.
Yeah.
That's a Stephen King movie.
Should we drop Roy off at the prison here?
Yes.
Over here, or the detention center?
At prison
hill? He'll never notice.
I think it's a CBP detention facility.
I bet if Roy was walking around, they'd, like, get him.
I'll start Orange is the New Black. Guy
version.
It's not
a prison.
Yeah, it's a CBP detention
MacGyver.
Facility.
That's not real, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's for show.
It's fake.
Why do you think
it's
they
all
have,
cardboard.
Why do you think they have soccer nets?
It's fake. Yeah, it falls over.
Don't touch it, it'll fall.
Like that, at that World War II.
I think that's just a high school.
It's a mirage.
Oh, it's like the fake city built on top of the Boeing plant.
It's Woodbury.
No, I was thinking of the fake army in World War II.
Oh.
The fake tanks.
The ghost tanks?
You know about that, too, though. Like
the ghost tanks, whatever.
How, like, all the...
the ghost troop or whatever.
Yeah, the ghost
You know about that, though? Like, how a lot of the airplane factories and stuff on the West Coast, they built fake cities on top of them, so it just looked like regular residential neighborhoods instead of airplane factories and stuff.
Can you jack off?
Who?
Can you?
I don't understand the context of
Anderholt Road.
Can you jack off?
As you land ahead.
Quit naming streets. They're going to know where we are.
Now, Shelly, tell us something embarrassing about yourself so we can laugh with you. With you.
I don't think that'll be the case.
So we can rejoice.
I don't know what would be.
Caveman rejoice.
If you were to cheat on your boyfriend, who would it be with? It could be anyone in the world.
Would it be with Alexis?
No, it would not.
Oh, I totally thought he said
anybody
shit on
in
your
the
boyfriend.
World.
I thought so too. I thought he said if I would shit on my boyfriend.
If you
would
make
would you
do
shit on
your
boyfriend? New question.
That's what it sounded like.
Well,
who would I like in the room when I shit on my boyfriend?
That's another question.
So are you saying you would do on your boyfriend?
So you got three questions. Who would you cheat on? Who would you shit on?
That's why she's
and
wearing clean clothes.
Who would watch you shit on?
Poop.
The
Go. Question is poop.
I wouldn't cheat on my boyfriend.
But if there was a person that you could, who would you
who
choose?
Who would you cheat on your
How
boyfriend?
How could I?
So if Brad Pitt's like, fuck me, you wouldn't
I'd be
fuck
like,
him.
You're
no.
old.
What if it was fucking, I don't know, who do you like?
I have morals.
Chris Hemsworth.
Fuck those morals.
What are your morals?
They're a waste of time.
don't cheat on people.
Is that number one?
Yes.
That's really number one?
Everything goes downhill from that.
That's the golden rule for you? Don't cheat on my boyfriend?
What if your boyfriend's like parallel universe guy comes out and you fucked him by accident? Would you consider that cheating?
What if his golden rule is go ahead and cheat on me?
What if your boyfriend had a twin brother?
What if your boyfriend is
that
a woman?
I never knew about.
There's so many questions here.
What if your boyfriend
no and the answer
is
no.
Of your imagination.
So you would not shit on his chest?
I would not shit on his chest.
What if he asked
what would
you to?
Shit on?
What if Roy was your boyfriend?
There would be some problems with our relationship.
Roy's in love with you.
I'm in love with you, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Look at all those fucking faggot ass cows. There's nothing
what?
There.
There's no cows.
There's no cows.
Shh, they don't know that. They don't know that.
There's no cows, Roy.
Look at
everything he's saying is a lie.
Look at the Seattle, Washington.
He's not even in a car.
Everything Roy has said so far is just.
Look at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Really, we're just sitting in a parking lot.
We're just
time.
Circle jerking.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Nichelle is calling in via Skype.
Nichelle somehow jerking? Has the bigger dick than us.
Nichelle, is that true?
I don't know.
Welcome to Portland, Oregon.
Welcome to Mexico.
Yay.
Portland, that was the shortest 20-hour drive I've ever had.
Portlandia.
So we're officially on the outskirts of San Luis. What's so funny? What?
Because every time you go a different direction.
I like how, like, when you tell the truth, it's funny.
I know, right?
Whatever.
Thank you, Roy. Bowser Road.
Sad part is Roy probably.
I come up with gold.
Sad part is Roy probably thinks we are in San Luis.
Dude, we're on Bowser's Road.
No, I know what San Luis looks like. I don't see a bunch of people trying to sell shit.
In Mexico. Oh. Tell you what the fucking problem.
Oh.
Hey, look, we're crossing Arriba Avenue.
I don't think that's how it's spelled.
Arrivera. That's a joke.
People
can't say, what's his name?
Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember his name.
Zero Arrivera. Dark Anthony.
Arriva.
Did you figure out his sister's name yet?
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I did, bitch. I corrected myself.
So how hungry are you?
I don't know, Howie. How hungry are you?
It'd be funny if it, like, went out of business.
Just jump the curb right here.
Over the fucking floor.
Show them how hungry we are.
7-Eleven.
Show them how hungry we are.
Yeah, we just came to get pizza at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so,
it is a good deal, though. You get two larges.
So this is my first time at Hungry Howie's, guys.
No, we're going to El Sol.
El Sol.
Oh, yeah. Meat market.
Meat market.
They should call, like, a fucking strip club the meat market.
It would have to be a male strip club.
Yeah, I was going to say, like.
That's what I mean.
Would you ever join a
hey,
a
oh, fuck,
club?
They deliver. Why did we?
Flavored crust pizza.
Are you even going to say the name of it?
Flavored crust pizza.
Or are you just being passive aggressive at this point since they
Krusty
don't
even. Crab pizza?
Yeah, some Krusty
is
Crab
pizza.
Came to the
Krusty
Crab.
We said Hungry Howie's 1,000 times.
We're here in San Luis,
said it once.
It's Mexico.
San Luis.
We're going to get una Howie de hambre. Hambre Howie's. Is that how you say it?
La hambre de Howie's.
La hambre de Howie. Pinche güero.
We're taking the wormhole back.
The wormhole?
The wormhole.
A wormhole.
The wormhole.
I told her she said wormhole.
The wormhole.
She's going to say damn, Shelly.
She did. She's being nasty.
Jeez.
Oh, you nasty, huh?
Did you call her a hoe?
Not yet.
No. Are we back?
Oh, you're nasty, huh?
I think we're
he's
back.
He's just quiet.
Yeah.
He's not talking, so that means we're back.
I guess we are.
if he starts acting normal, then we're back.
So, Marcelo, how was your lunch?
Roy, how was your lunch?
It was pretty good.
Nah, you know what? I was a little let down. Just a little.
Hungry Howie didn't satisfy your hunger?
I guess we'll have to get the cheeseburger again and see and compare. Yeah, they don't have the cheese crust anymore.
Yeah.
Was it just called cheddar crust or what?
Yeah, it was just like a powder, cheese powder thingy.
It wasn't just cheese, though. They
it was
kind
like
of,
cheddar cheese.
They kind of worded it to hint that it was like Cheeto dust, but it wasn't actually Cheeto dust. It was like it was like cheese puff powder or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
All they eat a bunch of Cheetos and just wipe their fingers.
I'm okay with that.
There's just that one employee
we went for the butter cheese. We went to Hungry Howie's and went for the butter cheese crust. Because
it was the cheesiest.
I heard you guys got worms on it. I don't care. That shit is good.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
The barbecue potato chip crust sounds disgusting.
Barbecue potato chip.
That was one of the choices.
Like Lay's?
It was on that other row of flavors.
The specials.
Then maybe the cheese was on that row.
No, I fucking told you those other ones were there. I even read them all off.
Nigga, you gay.
With sriracha and everything else.
Nigga, you gay.
Sriracha.
There's two things wrong with that statement.
Nigga, you gay.
That's the one with the little rooster on there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Who... Do you like Henry Rollins?
My cookies are sliding.
Fuck your cookies.
Fuck that. Those are the best fucking cookies.
Do you like Henry Rollins?
7-Eleven makes some damn fine peanut butter cookies.
We should have got some Tostitos, Locos.
Let's go back.
Let's go back, Travis. Travis, let's go back.
Yeah, Nichelle, you forgot her wallet.
Nichelle, you forgot your wallet?
I forgot to buy some cookies.
Some what?
The cookies.
Some what?
Cookies.
Dagner D.
Cocaine.
Cocainum.
What flavor did you end up getting on your drink, Roy?
I got pina colada.
Ah, okay.
If you like pina
they have Sour
colada
Patch
Slurpees. Sour Patch Watermelon.
It's really good, except I don't think anybody could drink 44 ounces of it. It's way too much.
So it'll be sour, then it's sweet. Right? Is that how it goes? I don't understand the fucking commercials.
No.
The Sour Patch Kids? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. First they're sour, then they're sweet.
So I think Marcelo died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always does this halfway through.
What the fuck?
Because he hasn't said anything.
He did.
I'm here, guys. Whatever.
He sharded himself to death.
He sharded himself to death?
I'm here. How can I help you?
What do you think of the pizza, though?
I already said it.
We had the was it the Howie Works?
Yeah, it's...
Did Howie work his magic?
What do you think of
he did not work the flavor, his magic.
Choice of topping.
Now, Shelly says that Howie did not work his magic.
No. Yeah, he did it.
Howie was having an off day.
Howie was hangry, so he just kind of phoned it in.
Yeah.
Fucking Howie.
Yeah, fucking Howie.
It's all right. Whatever. Metal Gear. That was funny. You didn't hear it, that's why. Shit.
Good God. No.
Catch up to that car and then stick your mic out of the window and ask them.
And your wiener.
Which one? Choose.
Both.
What were you going to say?
Put the windscreen over?
Yeah.
Sir, talking to one of these mics. One of these is not like the other. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
What'd you do if I pulled out a gun and just started blasting right now?
Where?
Who do you think I shoot first?
Me. I'd probably die.
Me.
Me, because I require the least exertion to be able to aim at.
He'd shoot himself and kill me.
Just kill himself.
I wouldn't die because I'm dressed for a funeral anyway.
He would try to shoot through himself to kill me.
Yeah, you'd be ready to go.
He'd just kill himself to put himself out of this misery.
You'd be ready to go
anymore.
In the Shelly with your dress.
He'd shoot himself and then play that fucking fart noise one more time.
You really dress like that normally?
Yeah, I do.
I don't believe you.
Why? What, are you gothic now?
What? How am
isn't
I
that,
gothic?
Isn't that how she's usually dressed when you get your popcorn from her?
Freaking, yeah, this is how I dress at the theater. Do you not see?
No.
Are you into like psychedelic rock or something?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Do you like Bukkake?
No, I do not.
You got that psych rock vibe going on.
Are you
just need like overalls? And like one of those long sleeve flower
shirt. I might have overalls.
Your shirt is a long sleeve.
And I
mean,
might
you put
have
your thumb through it, like
long
through
sleeve
the side,
flower
you
shirt.
It. So it looks like gloves.
Can't confirm. Long
she didn't say she was moving
shirt
to Portland.
She didn't say she wasn't moving to Portland.
She's moving to Portlandia.
You've tried
you
that
know
joke four times, and we
yeah,
still
yeah
aren't laughing.
I
are
got
you moving to IFC?
I got... It's a show.
Yes.
We know what it is.
I will
I
now
got,
be a writer.
I got five more jokes of that one.
All right, pues, dale.
You gonna put a bird on
ver,
it next?
A ver, pues, dale.
Espérate, vas a esperar.
Dame uno. You
no,
got
no,
five,
ahorita.
Give me one.
Por este gringo salado aquí.
You can't even speak Spanish, bro?
I'm so
no,
fucking
he can't
tired.
He's terrible.
Wow.
I'm so tired.
Dude, the one time I tried to have him cut audio in Spanish for me, I had to fucking fix his pronunciation on everything. It was terrible. That's why I had stuff spelled out phonetically in Spanish on the whiteboard in my office
for
a while.
That fucked me up.
It's like he couldn't pronounce it.
I thought you knew Spanish.
I know Spanish.
You lied.
What was it? It was registration, wasn't it?
I just sound like a drunk when I talk.
I know Espanol.
I know El Spanishlo.
Yo sepo el español.
Puedo saber. Saber.
I have a mic already. You don't need to stick yours in my head.
You added Spanish.
Go ahead. Those are the only words everyone knows.
Hello.
It smells
nice
like wiener.
Green mic.
Watch out. He's farted into one of these directly.
Not this one.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it was.
No, this one's like your house.
That's where you farted.
No, it was on the side of the road by the freeway.
Why does your house smell so weird? Your house smells like a new Goodwill.
Sorry, it doesn't smell
let
like
that one.
I don't even know what
like
that
is. One, let that one sink in.
Fuck.
Jeez.
So, you guys want to hear a joke?
Sure. Better be good.
Okay,
Portlandia.
Never mind. Something, 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 punchline Portlandia.
See, that was funny.
But I don't have four more.
Yes, and yet you struck out every time.
But no, I don't have four
wait,
more, Roy.
I said Portlandia right now and everyone laughs. So.
But
oh.
I don't have four more ready to go.
I still got four.
Sorry.
Just waiting.
I apologize.
I loaded the shotgun of Portlandia.
Hello, hello.
There's one. I got two more to go.
Jeez.
I'm going to count that as two.
What? You going to miss Alexis?
La Migra.
Are you going to miss La Migra?
I'm going to miss La Migra.
Oh, you should have.
Sir, are you going to vote for Donald Trump? I think that's a no. So what are you going to miss about San Luis Arizona?
Well, at least on the upside, he's not turning around and coming.
That's what I thought he was gonna do.
What are you gonna
we'll
What are you gonna miss
then
about?
And then
San
Nacheli,
Luis?
Nacheli would go down.
What? What am I gonna miss about San Luis?
What are you gonna miss about the airplanes?
The airplanes flying.
Do they remind you of Alexis?
Them. No, they do not remind me of Alexis.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
I don't know.
Huh?
Huh? Huh?
Who's your favorite? And why?
Sonny? Hey, Sonny boy. Come over here a minute, Sonny. Oh, shit. Didn't your grandpa call somebody a colored boy once?
Cool.
That was a long ass time ago. When I was in, like, second grade.
Tell us about that.
Tell us about the racism.
Referred to a kid as being colored.
What
once
did that,
his grandfather called the kid
yeah,
a colored
he didn't
boy.
Say it to anybody.
No.
Just,
like, what were they talking about? Who was he talking about?
A little black kid.
Why was he doing that?
Was he carrying a Funai TV?
No, he wasn't carrying the kid or my grandpa.
Both.
No.
What are you gonna miss about Travis's truck?
That CD up there. The only thing I'm gonna miss.
What are you gonna miss about Alexis?
Which body part are you going to miss most about Alexis?
What?
I knew somebody would go there.
Huh?
I just didn't want to be that
one. Which body part? Which part of his anatomy are you going to miss?
His anemone?
Whatever.
Anemone?
See anemone?
Sea anemones.
Sea anemones.
Sea anemones. What else are these called?
Sea anemone.
Hear that?
Sea anemones.
No, say it.
Sea anemone.
Sea anemone.
No, sea anemone. Oh.
Are you down with the sea animals? Oh, yeah, you're down. We talked about that.
Are you down with the sickness?
So, yeah, which part? Which body part was that?
None of the above.
Which genitalia?
I would have missed a... What?
Which part of his dick are you going to miss? The shafty part? Or the mushroom head tip part?
So,
I have no out here.
So we're all waiting for your response.
Well, welcome to this podcast.
The viewers want to know. Michelle.
I'm going to jump out of this car now.
Why she does?
Do you think you'll survive?
But you'll get your you'll get your overly dressed outfit dirty.
Oh God!
Yeah, I think about that.
Yeah.
I don't care
anymore.
Yes.
If this is not you overly dressed, I want to see how you look like overly dressed.
Oh, too fancy for you.
Probably.
Oh, you're fancy, huh?
Too fancy for you, Roy.
Right like now, I'm too fancy for you.
I feel like
oh!
I think Michelle may sleep better dressed than you own, Roy.
Oh!
Then I'm at home.
Oh!
Than you own.
Damn, Roy.
Owning dresses?
Roy, you going to take that?
I was like, well, I don't own any dresses, so yeah.
If you were going down on a brother, and then he had...
Like... Black?
Like some jewels on the shaft. Would that be a deal
like
breaker?
Prince Albert?
Yes.
That would.
What the hell is that?
Like a he's talking piercing, not STD.
No, not an STD, but like a bump, you know?
Oh, you mean just a lump?
Yeah. Is that, but it's not, it's not an STD. It's not nothing gross like that. It's just a lump.
But if I, how would I know?
It's not like an open wound, I think is what he's saying.
But how would
because
I
Because let's
know?
Pretend we live in a perfect world and you know.
I just know. I'm like, it's not a
But
STD.
Would it be weird knowing that it's there?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's weird.
Why is it weird?
Why would it weird you out, though? What would make it weird?
Its existence would be weird.
But, I mean, you're already there, though. You're already doing the deed.
Wouldn't I not notice beforehand?
No,
the lights are off.
I'd be like, what's this?
Like you got in halfway and you're like, oh, crap.
Then I'd be like, what is that?
Why? While you'd be talking while...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. See, that's what we wanted to know. We wanted to
Did
know
I give
you
the answer you wanted?
While it was in your mouth,
though.
You got
the
answer
to a question you didn't ask.
Michelle, you're dressed the way I feel.
Fancy.
I don't
know
what that means.
You feel fancy? Get yucky.
Michelle.
What?
Do you think people jack off to you?
I hope not.
Dude, I always thought
no,
of
No, but do you think they jack off
what?
To you? Do you think somebody jacks off
Roy,
to you?
Roy, were you saying you always thought of
no.
her?
No.
Like, what if I jacked off to you, but you didn't know? Like, would that bother you if you found out?
Yes.
Why?
Why would it bother you?
Because it's
isn't
weird.
That, isn't it more of a compliment?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a compliment.
If I knew girls were masturbating to me, that would be badass. Or
he's using you to pleasure himself. So you are his, like, vision of what he wants. You're his vision of perfection.
You're the flavor of the month.
So that would turn you off more than it turned you on, I guess.
Yes.
Attractive. Yeah.
If someone thought you were that attractive, you'd like jack off to.
It's...
That would turn you off.
Yeah.
Do you
I
think anyone
why.
Has ever jacked off to you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Was that an answer,
you think,
Roy?
No. Do you think Alexis has jacked off to you?
Oh,
do you think Alexis? No, seriously. Do you think he's jacked off to you?
He got serious.
No.
You don't think
Manny?
So?
Would it bother you if Manny jacked off to you?
Yes.
What about
Roy.
Your boyfriend's brother?
Yes.
So what if your boyfriend did?
I mean, I don't know.
Like,
yes.
That's not bad.
Oh, it is.
That'd be bad? If he
no,
jacked
like,
off to
you? It wouldn't be bad, but I'd just be like, okay.
Would you
I
be
don't
like,
know.
Why do
It'd
that?
Be weird.
You got
like
me.
He jacked off to the moment that you guys had your first like encounter, you know? To the first time you guys fucked. How about that? He jacked off to that moment. Would that be weird to you?
I don't know, I guess it would be what?
Nothing.
Some girls like that shit, though.
Would it be weird if, like, say, like, he wanted some, but you're like, no. So he's like, fine, I'm just going to go jack off to you over here. Would that bother you?
No, he jokes about it, but we don't.
He's not joking. If he says it, he's not joking.
Would you be weirded out if a girl jacked off to you?
Me?
You.
No, I'd take it as a compliment.
You?
A guy could jack off to me, and I'd take it as a compliment.
Would you be weirded?
If she hey,
you'd be complimented girl, yes. by yourself.
No. I'd be like, dude.
What if it was a weird girl? What if
today?
It was? No. What if it was knee slappers? You'd be okay with that?
It's not bothering me.
You wouldn't go induce vomiting.
What about King Dedede?
What if?
Yeah. What if King Dedede did?
Would you be bothered if we all started jacking off right now?
Yes, I would.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bothered would you be?
10.
And what? What would you do? Would you just tell us to stop or call the 911?
I'd call 911 and be like, these men had kidnapped me and are now jacking off in the car.
Hurry, they might jack off on me. He can't jack off on all of us.
Rush up, you can't come on all of us.
Oh, Jesus.
So fucking Deja Pal.
How much cum is too much cum?
Who are you asking?
It's where it is.
I'm asking.
Where?
Doesn't matter where.
I feel like bucket's full.
Buckets.
So just one bucket. One bucket's okay.
Yeah, one bucket's okay. Don't know how big the bucket is.
Once we get into the second bucket, though, like, we got an issue. We need to talk. Bukkakis
are borderline too much.
If you could clone your boyfriend and have a bukkake with the clones, would you do it?
No.
Oh, shit. What?
But, you know, like six of your boyfriend.
If you could clone yourself and have a bukkake with your girlfriend, would you?
Yeah.
So you would have five of you wouldn't be weirded out by five of you coming on your girlfriend's face?
Nah. Because then you can murder them afterwards.
Would you touch your clones?
No.
You wouldn't have like a six-way.
Would you let them
but they're you.
Come on you?
How about a three-way?
Yes.
If you had a clone.
Yeah, I'd do a three-way. Yeah.
Would you
yourself?
If you had a
clone. I'd have an orgy, though.
Would you do anything inappropriate with your other self?
No, not sexual, no.
You wouldn't even look him in the eye?
Oh, yeah. That's not sexual.
What if like you could bring your clone back into?
What if it was sexually the way you looked him in the eye?
Yeah, I'd probably do it. Yeah. I wouldn't want to clone myself that much. What if then the clones would get the right idea and like murder me?
What if?
Because they knew I was thinking I'm murdering them.
All
they would
terrible
know that.
Ideas are in their brain too.
Yeah, they would know that already.
Gordo.
So.
Say if you had the mutant power like multiple men and you could just like multiply yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
Do whatever you want. But the only way to, like, reform your clones again to yourself is to dock. Would you ever make clones?
That's the way I can bring it back?
Yeah.
But what if they don't want to?
Then you're fucked. Like, it fucks with your mind if you guys are separated for too long.
No, but what if the clone doesn't want to dock to come back?
Well, the clone is you, so he would think like you.
I know, but why would the clone want to come back, though? He'd want to save the clone.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So but I don't think it worked.
If you
I
guys
think he would have run away.
If you don't go back, then your lifespans are shortened.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd care, though. Because he know that he's the clone.
What if you guys don't know who the clone is once you separate?
Then we wouldn't dock, because then nobody would want to take the chance.
But you guys have the same memories.
That's why. Nobody would be like, oh, fuck, I don't know which one's which.
No, they'd be like, oh, you come
which
back.
Which one do you shoot,
you,
you know? Like, oh, fuck, I'm the real...
You're not giving him the answer he wants.
Yeah,
I'm the real Gordo.
Yes or no, motherfucker.
I'm the real Gordo. No, I am.
He just wants you to admit to doing something gay, okay?
Would
come
you
on,
do gay stuff with yourself?
Roy, no, I will not make out with you.
I'm not you, but really,
Portlandia.
You wouldn't? Please.
There, three.
Please.
You got three left. Three Portlandia jokes left.
I haven't. No, I have two left.
You got three. I just said one.
I got another one back? Yes.
Fine.
God
have,
damn it.
You have one then.
Yes, I got one back.
Do you know how to read?
Yeah, I just read.
You sure?
It said Manstar, right?
Do you know how to read the bottom of the screen? With the instructions that have been given to you?
No.
I can tell.
No.
Okay, Johnny.
So, Nichelle.
Yes.
Would you dock with yourself? Do you know what docking is? I'm not going to say
two anteaters make out.
No.
It's when two anteaters.
No.
You know.
You don't know what it is? It's when if two uncircumcised guys basically like put their dicks end to end and use their foreskin and kind of like slide it back and forth over each other. So like one guy's foreskin goes over the other guy's dick and then back and forth.
So like I said, when two anteaters make out.
No.
Are you okay with anteaters?
No.
No?
You don't like anteaters.
Are you okay with the anteater?
The anteater is a different story.
No.
Oh, okay.
But you don't like anteaters.
Are you okay with one anteater?
No. I'm just going to say no to everything.
What's your favorite Limp Bizkit song?
No.
Have you ever driven the old plank road?
Have you?
No.
Would you?
Look, Border Patrol.
Would you lick Travis's taint?
What?
No.
And or Gooch?
Travis, would you let Nichelle lick your taint?
No.
You ever think about it?
Weird.
No.
The answer is fuck yes.
Look at all those little tiny houses.
No, no, no. No, never mind.
What? No. Say it. The homeless man, what?
He let the homeless man
do it. No, I started to say,
honestly,
if someone really wants to do that, then that's their problem, not mine. But then again, I'm like, no, I think there would still be some exceptions to that rule.
I mean, the shit is leaving, so it's not like you have to see her.
It's not illegal.
Jeez.
No, we're just kidding, Nichelle.
Would you do it all for the nookie?
Would you murder Roy?
Would you kill me?
If you could get away with it?
Yes.
If
really
you could get away with it?
Yes.
For nothing other than the pleasure?
You say no.
But I said yes.
Would you rest at the rest area that's a mile and a half away?
If I could dump Roy's body there, yes.
How would you kill us? All of us. Like, if you want.
Yeah, like, let's say we're all doing that jack-off thing I was mentioning earlier, and then you had three bullets,
they don't want to help us.
And then you can kill it. Like, how would you do it? How would you get away with it?
I'd kill Travis first because he's driving. Because he's driving, and then everybody dies.
So you,
I don't want to live if I have to witness that.
Really? Really? You wouldn't want to live? It'd be that bad.
We either overload.
Too much pork.
Too much pork for her.
So you're against all kinds of pork?
I'm not against.
You're against every type of pork, even porking?
Jeez. You guys use that too much against me.
The pork?
And I can't help it.
You eat what? Oh, pork?
Pork.
Do you hate my mom for trying to kill you?
Yes.
Don't blame your mom for that, Roy.
I imagine she's a
why
wonderful person, but
for you?
She's sitting there making this like, "I'm Nichelle, back, que se lo quite." Chingado, no me puerco.
You talk shit to your mom about me, don't you? And that's why she gave me that.
I never mention you.
Good.
Of course you
didn't.
I never mention you.
Is this Trump's wall?
No. Trump's wall was back there by the fucking.
Is this Trump's wall?
Wood Plank Road.
Got your wood plank road right here.
Stupid.
Shut the fuck up. Tell us about your brother.
What did
my
you do?
Brother graduated recently.
Graduated.
No, he got his GED.
He got his Jergens.
And he is 16, and now he is attending AWC.
He got his Jergens degree?
Yep. He is now Jergen certified.
I got my Jerkin degree. I got my doctorate in Jerkin.
You're so funny.
Masturbation.
I wrote my thesis in your mama.
Hallelujah, mama.
Dick jokes.
You want more dick jokes?
For God's sake, no.
You want more pee-pee caca talk?
That's infinite.
Look, that's a thing over there.
What is it?
What's
is it a dick?
What joke did you not decide to tell?
It's Walter White.
Jesus. That was terrible. Look, it's that.
Is it Portlandia?
Portland.
You got one more, Roy.
You got one,
more. One more.
You wasted it.
No, he said it twice, though, so.
I thought it was super funny myself.
Want to use a lifeline, Roy? Or?
Can I call James Lund?
So, are you excited to go to next year's party wave with Alexis?
No.
What about with Birch?
You're not going to be Alexis's date?
No.
To the party wave?
No.
Party wave?
No.
Can you say it like this? Party wave?
No.
Can you try it?
What?
Say party wave.
Party wave.
Party wave.
Would you rather go with Thank triple C? Trying.
I tried.
Are you down with triple C's?
What?
Triple
C's. Would you do triple C's for $2 billion?
What is triple C? Is codeine?
I was like, let me know what it is.
What's two other C words?
Cough syrup.
Truly don't
cough
know.
Syrup. Yeah, it is cough syrup.
Oh, shit. Really?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, I know it's codeine.
Cyanide. Cough syrup has codeine.
Then I think it's more codeine then. Name some fucking drugs with C.
Codeine.
Not hard drugs. The prescription.
Can I get a...
Because it's three pills you take. Hit,
chocolate
you
coconut cookie. I'll do that one.
Fucked up.
Chocolate chip
codeine. Well, codeine would be... codeine
chip
fucks
cookie.
You up
there
on
you
the
go. That's
I know, but they
right
codeine's
there.
What they put really good.
They do codeine, then some other shit.
Somebody want to Google this shit? I'm driving.
Whatever, who cares? Triple C's.
I feel like I'm derelicting my duties, sir.
Talking shit! Talking shit! One time we were on a float down right here. We got to this part right here.
And you took a
Manny,
shit?
Manny lit a fucking, like, Hulk firework and burnt the fucking float. The float was sinking.
God damn it.
And it was like 8, 9 p.m.
So
it looked badass, but we were going down.
So you just walked down the river then?
Well, we got to the park, like, just barely.
Triple C is coracetin, cough, and cold.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Also, no codeine? Fuck it.
What is lean?
No codeine?
Coracetin, cough, and cold.
Lean is...
It's over the counter.
A bunch of assholes do lean, and I don't get it.
Isn't that like Sprite?
What is quinoa?
I think so.
Quinoa? Quinoa's like a grain. It's a natural grain. It's really good.
What is kale?
Kale is a green leafy that's really good, too.
I'm just asking every little hip thing I know. See,
saute it with a little bit of, like, get a little bit of olive oil and salt, pepper, and some walnuts.
And you
massage the
kale.
What is truffle butter?
A little bit of garlic. It's really good with kale. You stir fry it for a moment just to get a little crispy. It's really good.
What is truffle butter?
No.
Butter with truffle oil?
Oh, we should get some fruitcakes.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
What?
They sell these
There's truffle burgers.
Truffle butter.
The fruit cakes. The fruit pies.
Fruit pies?
You do know what truffle butter is. Now, Shelly knows what truffle butter is.
You know what truffle butter is?
She let go of her mic.
Truffle
like,
burgers.
What about truffle butter?
Truffle burgers.
You're down with the truffle butt?
We don't. Ew.
Truffle butt.
Have you ever had truffle ketchup?
Hobo, how are you, hobo?
Now, Sheila, are you attracted more to butts?
Or nuts?
Or nuts.
Neither.
Or like shoulders?
In all seriousness,
like what gets
are
you
attracted to?
What gives you the goosebumps?
The goosebumps?
Like on a guy, like you're like, ooh, I got goosebumps.
On an hombre. The pecs? Is it the muscles? The muscles?
No.
The muscles from Brussels?
I like guys with...
Fuck personality.
Thick thighs.
Thick thighs?
Yeah, like not chicken legs.
So that's a thing for you?
Oh.
Yeah.
That like gets y'all...
So runners and shit.
Hot and bothered?
Well, not necessarily runners, but, you know.
But like looking at like...
How
thighs,
thick is too like, thick though?
Thicker than mine is too thick. I have thick thighs.
Do they have to be muscular thighs?
Look at me here.
Yeah.
Be what?
Do they be little Caesar's thighs?
Yeah.
What? What?
Can they be Mickey D's thighs?
Church's
thighs?
Jimmy D's thighs?
Jimmy D's. Can they be Jimmy D's special thighs?
God.
Thursday night?
Women's
Thursday night
thighs? Five guys' thighs? How about just five guys? Can it just be five dudes?
No. So muscular thighs.
Do you think that Jesus is Lord? great response. I like it. Yeah, I think I'll edit this episode. I like it.
Damn, because I already had a title and description picked up.
Ooh, I got a little game for you.
What?
All of us are a boobs and butt. We're either a boobs or a butt guy. Can you guess which one is which?
Huh?
Like, you know how either, like, you can usually, like, you like something better, like boobs or butts?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if she can guess which one, like, we each like.
Oh, more. Yeah.
That's a good game.
Yeah, can you guess what kind of guy we are, butts or boobs?
Roy.
Yes.
Boobs.
Damn it. That was good. Okay. Gordo's turn.
Gordo. Boobs.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Hey, I thought you were an ass guy.
I'm both, but
Travis.
I like boobs a lot more.
Butts.
I think so. I think I said I'm kind of on the fence, but mostly butt.
Damn. Yeah, I got
I you
down.
Boob.
What about really? Manny?
Yeah, we're like all boob guys here.
Butts.
I don't know.
Manny's butts.
Yeah, you're right. Manny is totally butts. Manny's like 100% butt.
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't.
He's all ass. All
looking
the time.
At his. Never mind. I'll fuck that up.
You could have a
Manny
body
is a fan of the booty. All his previous women have had fat asses.
Yeah, they hate him.
That's crazy.
You
currently
all
do.
Of us.
I am good.
Travis is not an ass guy, though. That's bullshit.
I'm kind of in the middle, though.
I call shenanigans.
If you were to pick one over the other, Travis.
Nah, Travis is the boob guy. Let me
so?
Look at Jimmy. Come on.
Does Jimmy have nice boobs?
She has nice tits. She has nice tits.
They're not breasts.
She has nice breasts. Whatever you want to call them.
I was just thinking of that fucking league episode. That fucking league episode. He's like, I have breast cankles or breast calves, but I want you to turn them into titties.
What?
Because he wants calf implants.
You want to throw in your Portlandia now? Or?
Portlandia! Last one.
Save yourself.
Let's get some Dairy Queen.
You paying for it?
Burger bitch.
Yeah, you got us. So then you like cement, you said?
Journey is coming to a close.
It just took me a while.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? Someone's here. Someone's in your house.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, they're burglarizing your house.
They're burglarizing.
The hamburger.
They're hamburglarizing. Hamburgerizing.
Hamburgerizing?
Hamburgers.
Let's go get hamburgers.
No.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Not like we have a pizza in the dashboard.
That's just an empty box.
Why are you asking all them questions?
All right. Well,
all right.
Facebook.com/localprogramming. Click on the shop now link if you feel like donating. Share with all your friends. Like us. Read, comment, subscribe.
Shelly, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's already been a privilege
for all of you guys.
She's already gone.
I know.
To have me quietly sit in a back seat.
Yeah.
Michelle, thank you for
thank you for all
time.
Your nose.
Putting up with this.
Thank you for being on the show.
No.
Hope you had a good time.
Forever.
And all that shit.
Enjoy your time in Portlandia.
Thank you.
Hey. Oh, Roy, you're right now.
Fuck you, Roy.
Roy, thank you. Thank you for being on the show, Roy.
Thank you.
And get out. I want pizza.